Yes, it is the Critic coming to you on the Spirit of the Carolinas. I'm on a boat today as we kick off the North Charleston Arts Festival, which officially starts this Wednesday, May 1st. But I am joined by the hardest working woman in North Charleston. It is Kyle Lam. She is the director of the North Charleston Cultural Arts Department. Kyle, how are you?
I am doing fabulous. Good afternoon, Critic.
Before we continue, if I start calling Kyle Flom, there is a reason. She is our pal, and she is known as the First Lady of East Montague, which is F-L-O-E-M. That is your nickname. And we know you run things in North Charleston.
Well, that's very nice, but it's because of our wonderful mayor that I'm able to do some of the awesome things that we get to do in our department, like this event we're on today to kick off our festival.
Love Mayor Sami, and tell us about this. This is only the second year of doing
the
kickoff on a boat?
This is the second year we've done our kickoff on a boat. This is an event we invite our sponsors to, some of our elected officials, and then we sell tickets for it. But we've got brunch that the Spirit Line Cruise nice. Company has been serving, and they have been a joy to work with. And I encourage anyone to get on the dinner cruise that they offer. It's a super fun tour of the harbor. And we're getting to do that during the daytime this week.
Plus, I have never been to the Cooper River Marina in North Charleston. As I was coming here, I'm like, where is this?
It is sort of hidden.
It's
at the south end of the former Navy Yard. And it's a Charleston County Parks Marina.
Okay.
There's a ship store there. Even if you're not a boater, it's a cool place to walk out and take a look. You can see the Cooper River Bridge really nicely from the end of their dock. So.
It's absolutely beautiful. All right, let's talk North Charleston Arts Fest. The 37th year, it starts on Wednesday.
That's right. Wednesday, May 1 through Sunday, May 5th. We have a ton of events happening. What I would want to push out to your listeners is a lot of folks are at the park this weekend enjoying the awesome Widespread Panic Festival that's happening, and Humphreys McGee and some of my favorite bands. But I hope that a lot of those folks will know that they can come to the park for free next Saturday and see some great music at our arts fest event, the World Arts Expo.
And this is brand new.
It's brand new. Yeah. We have brought some of the things we used to do at the Convention Center over to the park from 11 to 5 on Saturday, May 4th. Great music. We're really excited about a couple of bands we've never had before. Sirius B is a gypsy folk band out of Asheville that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And Amani Smith and Give Thanks Band are a great reggae outfit. We've got a ton of cultural performers, dance groups from India, the Philippines, a Bavarian dance group, which I think might be something you're into, a little German heritage.
Yes, yes, I'll get the Lederhosen out this weekend.
African drum and dance. We've got demos from artists. Beautiful day at the park. You can bring your blanket and chill, and it's free. So a lot of these music festivals that happen over there, obviously you have to have a ticket. So this is a free event. You'll get to see all the beautiful sculptures that we just installed at the park for the Arts Festival, large-scale sculpture, and really enjoy a fun day with us and the Arts Festival crew.
And that's how we roll in North Charleston, where freedom and savings live, as I like to say. Everything free.
There is a lot of free stuff.
There's a lot of free stuff, yeah.
This festival has a lot of free events, and we pride ourselves in offering things to the community that are easy to get in and out of, usually lots of great parking, and that they're free. So we're happy about that.
And the Park Circle Pick and Crawl will be
a week from today on Sunday. Four great bars and restaurants in the Park Circle area, which is obviously a hot spot to hang out in.
Yes.
We kick off at the Orange Spot Coffee Shop with Aaron Firetag and friends, who's a great local mandolin player.
Yeah.
And then we move over to the Common House Ale Works Brewing Company.
Hank and all those guys.
Hank and my boys and Pierce. Blue Plantation will be there. Then we roll to Southern Roots for the Daniels, local Park Circle band. And then we close it out at Dig in the Park with Yeehaw Junction, who is a great bluegrass band that we've seen at the Arts Festival a few years past, and we're glad to have them back. And that kicks off at 11 and runs till 6, so you can hit all four of those places and you can see every one of those bands.
Oh, I definitely will be doing that. NorthCharlestonArtsFest.com. That is where you get all your info.
All the deets are there. There's a customizable calendar. We have booklets that are out in a lot of different places. If you can't get to a booklet, you can actually download a copy of it from our website. So.
She does an amazing job. She is
you
the first
do an
lady.
Amazing job,
well,
Critic.
Thank you very much. Yes, come on. Can I get a yes, come on?
Yes, come on.
She is the First Lady of East Montague Avenue. She is the director of the North Charleston Cultural Arts Department. It is the hardworking Kyle Lam. Always a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much for letting me come on the boat. This is
We're
amazing.
We're so glad you were able to stow away.
Yes. This is amazing. The Arts Fest starts Wednesday, May 1st. Make sure you check out all the events. And we thank you very much for coming on with us today, Colin.
Thanks for having me, Craig.
It is the North Charleston Arts Festival, the 37th one, with the sound of Charleston 105.5 The Bridge.